The World Without Us, written by Mireille Juchot and read by Jennifer Valetic. Tess sees the bare feet first, whizzing through the air, then the chopstick shins and saggy knickers, the vulnerable dip where the spine meets elastic. It's her sister Meg practicing handstands and cartwheels outside their mother's studio. Tess strides through the brassy winter light, tall and loose-limbed with dark, snaggy hair and a wide red mouth. She's 13, in a frayed skirt and singlet with band-aids on both knees. She's nearly always hungry but can't say what for. A feeling no amount of bread or milk can dampen, a gnawing that swells or fades in the presence of her mother. She scans the undulating paddocks, the busted fences of the family's farm. It's 11 o'clock. Where is she? Her mother gone since early light. Far off, her father passing the white hut's smoke uncoiling above his head. Behind him there are new bald stripes on the Ghost Mountains and matchstick piles of freshly felled trees. Squint and you can pretend he's an astronaut. In his boots and white zip-up suit, his folding veil and helmet, Tess watches him high-stepping over a field as pitted and dusty as the moon. Meg springs back to earth, her hands in the air, her bum jutted like those gym-obsessed girls at Fernery Sports and Rec. Her face, right way up, is flushed pink. She pulls out her inhaler and sucks on it, eyes briefly flashing. Despite that breathlessness, Meg is all grace. At least that's how their mother described her years back in the studio. Tess was sprawled in the wing-back chair, watching her mother brush alizarin onto canvas. Propped around the room were the newest paintings with their heavy oils and their single, repeated subject, always horses. Always hills and two distant, watchful figures. Her mother had paused with her brush held out as Meg passed. "Look at that," she'd said quietly, as if to herself. "All grace." And Tess, turning to watch her sister, thought, "Okay, but what am I?" Before she could ask, her mother was back to painting, her arm arcing so swiftly through the air that Tess decided what she'd really meant was, "Meg is just like me."